My name is Norman Jack Kleiss. I'm 99 years old. Long ago, I fought in the war against Japan. I served with Scouting Squadron 6, a U.S. Navy dive bomber squadron assigned to USS Enterprise, a Yorktown-class aircraft carrier. During the first 6 months of 1942, I participated in several battles in the Central Pacific. On June 4th through the 7th, I fought in the epic Battle of Midway, our Navy's first decisive victory over the Empire of Japan. In a single day, our fleet's dive bomber squadrons destroyed 4 enemy aircraft carriers, a stunning feat that has never been repeated so long as I've been alive. Many historians have called Midway the turning point of the Pacific War. What's indisputable is that the Battle of Midway now stands out as one of the most famous naval engagements in world history. Somehow, I was lucky enough to survive it. Nowadays, when I look back on the events from the Battle of Midway, I remember them as if they happened yesterday. But it wasn't always like that. When I returned to the States immediately after the battle, I had plenty of other things to think about. I wanted to marry the love of my life, for starters. I also had a new career path in mind as part of the U.S. Navy, and I wanted to embark upon it. Further, I did not want to dwell on the awful images I had seen. I had lost many good friends on June 4th, and it hurt to think about the strange quirks of fate that caused them to die and me to live. Unwilling to confront it, my memory of the battle quickly faded. When I finally retired from the Navy in 1962, it formed only a small footnote in my very long career. In 1979, some of my old friends from Scouting 6 planned to attend a Battle of Midway symposium at the Wyoming State Museum. I wished to see them and catch up on old times. This was my first big Battle of Midway commemoration. I learned something during my visit. I was shocked to see an enthusiastic public, thirsty for knowledge about the battle. Even 37 years after those important days in June 1942, Americans still wanted to hear war stories from the people who lived it. This surprised me. I didn't think my tale was terribly interesting. True, I had helped sink 2 Japanese carriers, but that did not strike me as something irregular. I only did what the Navy had trained me to do, nothing more. As the years passed, more and more attention came my way. Historians wanted to interview me. Television studios wanted to include me in their historical documentaries. As the 21st century dawned, the Battle of Midway wouldn't leave me alone. To answer the flurry of questions accurately, I had to relive the battle over and over again. I had to come face to face with memories I'd long since buried. I had to recall the smell of the salt air, the roar of the wind as it rushed past my cockpit, the sight of red flames coming up from the exploding ships, and other such vivid sensations for which words will never do justice. I had to remember the faces of friends I'd lost, and the sadness that tortured me as I whiled away the aftermath of the battle in my bunk. Today, that day, Thursday, June 4th, 1942, hovers over my shoulder like an annoying friend constantly chirping in my ear, "I am the most important day of your life." It will not leave me alone. In recent years, my memory of the Battle of Midway has only become more intrusive. In August 2010, after the death of Vernon McKeel, I became the last living pilot for my squadron. Then in January 2011, after the death of Clayton Fisher, I became the last living American dive bomber pilot who fought in the battle. I may very well be the last living American pilot who fought in the battle, period. Without anyone else to interview, historians seeking new information now come to me. Lately, I've been asking myself why. Why has God seen fit to make me the last one? Why must I be forced to remember Midway for every remaining day of my life? After considerable meditation and prayer, I've determined that I have one last calling. I must tell my story. I want to do it for history's sake and to honor my friends who gave their lives so that our nation could live on. I hope that long after my earthly remains have turned to dust, historians can still use my narrative to their advantage. They can praise this book, they can ridicule it, or they can say whatever they like about it. I don't really care. but I don't want it to be said that I lived so long and never contributed to the battle's memory.